Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
And this is Christine Marie, and you are?
I'm Julie.
That's right. You are. I'm going to verify that.
Yes.
I'm going to give my testimony that you are, and I have always been, Julie, my daughter.
Yes, since day one. When you chose not to go to Plan B.
Or Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. So I wasn't Plan A, that's for sure. And you chose not Plan B nor Planned Parenthood. So you're like,
You were planned, unplanned, but not.
Am I mostly like, this is Plan Z or like well, it was a 60s.
At this point, you're our retirement.
So that's right.
You are Plan AAA.
No, you didn't know that at the age of 19 you were planning your retirement then.
Exactly.
You're like, dang, I was so smart.
I'm so smart to have this amazing retirement.
Yeah, that she's willing to do it for me.
That lives and breathes.
Yeah, I love it.
How many other people have that?
Not very
Just
many.
Just something in a bank. Oh, that's so boring.
Yeah, exactly. You've got someone who, will love you. Talk about
and provide.
I want you to ask any of your funds out there, your 401ks, that they'll love you back.
That's right. What's love?
What's love
got to do with it?
Exactly.
So what are we going to talk about this week?
Well, I first want to say thank you, everybody, for listening to us and spreading the word. Appreciate it. We've been doing this for a long time.
Yes, thank you very much.
We know
much.
You have options. And I also want to apologize because I don't usually listen to our podcast because I listen to bits and pieces.
We're like big stars who just don't. We just refuse it.
That's not the reason why my ego gets. I cringe. I'm like, oh, you know, and so. But I'm trying to better myself. I'm like, you know, you should pop in and listen to every once in a while. And so, I realized I did not get the volume correct last week, and so you're typically higher than me most weeks.
Right.
And this time I was obnoxiously higher than you.
Yeah, every time that I went low, you went high.
Yes. And I noticed it when it was going down, but I thought, I wonder if this will be noticeable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took notice, but is it noticeable?
But you know what, though? People have such great earbuds.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they take it. I did listen
to the ending through my earphones. I'm like, oh, not too bad. Mm-hmm. But I love it. I just thought about this. You know, there are times when you're wearing pants and you're going, okay, I noticed that myself, this could cause camel toe. I'm noticing on myself, like these pants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but is it noticeable to the rest of the world? And, you know, how many times do you do that?
Yeah.
Where you, like, you go, okay, I'm noticing this, but is it noticeable?
Yeah, exactly. That's good because how many times are you noticing stuff about yourself, but nobody cares?
You're thinking, nobody cares,
and
it's not noticeable.
But
then, you know how I believe in the threes, the law of three, which is not a law of two.
I know, because Julie goes, Mom, is that the law of Mo, Larry, and Curly?
Yes. And because I heard it from Mo, Larry, and Curly this week.
Yeah, the law of three.
Yes. Well, basically, I heard over and over again this week, there's nothing is hidden. It's all transparent. And once you get your mind around that, you can grow. But if you may spend way too much time trying to protect, trying to take shit.
Yeah, you know, trying to hide things. And
There's nothing hidden anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, good to know. Mm-hmm. I know this. Mm-hmm. But you need to be reminded.
Were you trying to hide something? Is that the right question?
No. Sometimes I try and hide my faults from myself. I'll put a bandaid over it. Like, oh, that's not too bad. No, it's bad, Julie. It's bad because you know where you're going.
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh, come on. You can do better than that.
Oh, it's so funny because this week I said to Norm, or maybe it was you, I said, at some point we're just going to have to rip the bandaid off.
You said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a little bit of a challenge for you.
Me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a clue.
Okay.
And
I love clues.
If you get this right, it's a question. If you get this question right, I'm going to give you a coupon for a half hour of my service, whatever service that may be.
Whoa.
I will, for a half an hour, I will do whatever you want me to do.
So basically, it's a clue-pon.
It's a clue. Exactly. It's a clue pun. Exactly.
You're going to give me a clue.
I'm going to give you a clue.
And if I get it right, I get
and
a
And I'm
half
saying
hour.
It's on the radio.
And you know
the
what
podcast.
30-minute service is going to be, don't you? You know what it's going to be.
Yeah, I do know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking massage.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what city
okay.
is known where is in their phrases where city life and nature meet? That's clue one.
Okay.
Where city life and nature
meet. Is it
meet.
In America?
Or okay, you get five
the,
clues.
It, oh, in the universe.
Yes, okay. America, United
okay.
States.
Okay, that's my number okay. one is gone. Yeah. Okay. Is that it then? That's all I get to? That's, yeah. that's it?
The
where
next
city
clue,
and nature meet.
Yep. That's their, that is their,
wait, is that, where,
that's
where
their
the
slogan.
City and nature meet?
Where city life.
Oh, city life.
Where city life
and nature
meet.
Got it.
That's their slogan.
I'm thinking of
slogan.
A state. I'm thinking of a state. Okay. But go ahead, give me the next clue. Or is there none? Is there another one?
No, give me another question.
Okay. Does the state start with the letter C?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, the next
oh,
one
shoot, that's
would be.
Two down.
Okay. Yeah, two down. The next, I'll give you this another clue. It's a gigabit city.
It's a gigabit city?
And I don't know what that means.
Whoa.
A gigabit.
Gigabit.
That's the other part
gigabit.
Of the slogan. Gigabit.
We're a gigabit city.
Yeah, a gigabyte, but it's B-I-T, a gigabit.
B-I-T?
Uh-huh.
Got it. Not a Y,
mm-mm.
but a B-I-T, gigabit.
Mm-hmm. Gigabit. Where city life and nature meet.
Okay, all right. Oh, if you
gigabyte.
Say it that way, then I know. No.
Okay.
Wait.
You get, I'm going to give you two more clues.
Oh, God.
You're going to ask me, then I'm going to give you my one last clue.
Okay, all right.
Or I'll keep giving you.
Okay, I got another letter.
Go for it.
But then I only have two more clues.
Go for
left.
It. Just tell me.
Is it the letter T?
No.
The state, I mean?
No, there's no T anywhere around this thing.
All right.
Okay. You're not using your remote viewing at all. Or your
I know, I'm not. I'm not.
Okay. I'll give you a clue. I saw this slogan on a billboard.
Oh, my God.
While traveling on 88.
I know. So that means I know basically your route.
Yes.
So you went from Illinois to Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So my feeling is... It's in the state of Wisconsin.
Wrong.
Again. Oh my God. Are you telling me that is someplace in Illinois?
Yes. And I'll tell you one more thing.
Okay. All right.
I saw it at mile marker
64
on 88.
Which you know that has no relevance to me.
We are mile marker 54 on 88.
Oh, we are?
Yes. So this billboard
is 10 miles away from us?
Yes. Letting you know that this is just in your neighborhood.
Where city life and nature meet?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You got one more chance to get this right.
Oh, my God. And I'm actually going for a city now,
yes.
right? That's kind of like...
I think the word city is
misleading.
Misleading.
Is it really the name of a city, though? Or no, just city life.
It says city life. City life and nature meet.
Yeah.
A gigabit, and they call it a gigabit city.
It's a gigabit city.
Yeah.
It's a gigabit.
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 Maybe that's what
they mean. Exactly. I'm thinking, oh my God, 10 miles. You know that I am the worst person geographically.
Just throw it out there. You got a 1 in 10 chance.
Okay. Is it Sterling Rock Falls area?
Well, which one is it?
Of the two, I would say it's more Rock Falls.
Yes.
Is it true?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Rock Falls, Illinois, where city life and nature meet.
Yeah, we think about that.
And it's a gigabyte city?
Yeah.
I have no idea of what the hell it means.
I don't know. Oh, 1 gigabit is 125 megabytes. What does that mean?
It's a gigabyte city.
The gigabit... is a multiple of the unit bit for digital information or computer storage.
Oh.
The gigabit has the unit symbol G-bit or GB. Using the common byte size of 8 bits, 1 gigabit is equal to 125 megabytes.
Okay, and it's a gigabit city.
So we must
have... Where city life and nature meet. See, I would have thought where we live is where city life and nature meet.
I don't think either one of us can claim city life.
Yeah, that's true.
City life. I would think.
Yeah, city
hometown,
is like.
Hometown. Yeah. I would go hometown. How dare they? Whoever they hired recycled.
We're living in San Diego.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously.
You know what? Recycle that slogan. We're so far away from San Diego.
Yeah.
I think we can pull this off, people.
Yeah.
And not count it as plagiarism.
No, exactly. I was listening to some podcasts.
I cannot believe it, Jules.
Where city life and nature meet.
Yeah.
And we're a gigabyte city. I'm like, cool. And
I never thought there's any place near us.
And I didn't think that.
Because, like, would you call what we have city life?
No.
No.
That's the reason we live out here.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have city life. We live in the country.
Neither does Rock Falls.
No. But they're trying to upgrade. I mean, they're on the river. They're on the Rock River.
Yes.
And there used to be a big old steel city, really. Steel mill city.
Yeah, it's true.
They still have one steel mill. But it's not flourishing like it used to in the good old days or whatever.
Mm. Oh, wait a minute. That all stuff, we're flourishing, aren't we? All the steel and all that stuff, because we're just flourishing in that
area. We're flourishing. We thrive. We flourish. Yeah. All that good. But what they do have is they have a Holiday Inn right on the river.
Yeah.
And also near the Holiday Inn on the river that's brand new, they have like an outdoor pavilion.
Amphitheater.
And they have artwork.
Yeah.
You know, statues and all that stuff. So they're trying.
Yeah.
They're really trying.
And I remember we filmed you
in
the amphitheater because there's nobody there. And we needed a scene for our movie, Zits, a Zombie Dramedy.
Yes.
And there was we needed a scene where you were giving your vagina monologues to a group and nobody showed up.
Nobody showed
so
up.
So we had. With the
and
shot
that's why
was,
I turned mad.
That's why you went mad crazy.
Yeah.
The shot was taken from behind.
Right, because I was actually playing somebody else.
You were actually playing somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had your pink pussycat hat on from the back, and we shot you to an empty audience, and you were on stage.
And I was able to put crickets in the background.
And we put crickets in the background.
I thought I did a great job.
That was a great job.
It was so much fun.
Can we say Zits, a Zombie Dramedy, ZITZ, on YouTube? Go there now.
Yes, I think so.
I think you should see it.
Yeah.
6-minute movie.
I agree. So go there now, YouTube. And so
what are
forth.
You doing, girlfriend?
Oh, am I distracted? Sorry.
You're totally distracted.
Okay. So I also want to tell you, I had to fix our timer a little bit.
Okay.
I was doing something. I apologize, everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, can I talk about real quick, or do you have something to talk about?
I wanted to talk about FLOODs.
Oh, sure. Go for it.
Really?
Yeah, but I can tell something. Let's talk about that a little bit later.
Okay. You tell me whenever.
Okay. That's pretty important. It's a huge dealio that we're going through right now. F L O O D. Mom is choosing to say the word just quite yet.
Because I can't.
You're not
deal
giving
with
the
it.
Power.
Can't deal with it.
So okay, your credentials. If I can blow your own horn. Exactly. You're a psychotherapist. You're a coach. You're a prosperity coach. You're a law of attraction coach. You've got a certificate.
I want to talk about my certificates.
You got certificates, and your counseling. You have it in addiction counseling, grief counseling. Mm-hmm. You also have it in leadership coaching.
Yes.
You have it. You have tons, right?
Mm-hmm.
But do you know who you're really? You're going to believe this. You and somebody and another comedian. I'm going to call you also a comedian.
Yes, thank you. I have a certificate in comedy.
Yes.
Actually, it's dramedy.
I found out that Lisa Lampanelli is now a life coach.
No.
She does. Yes. Lisa Lampanelli is now a life coach.
So she went from comedy to coaching.
Yeah.
Me, I'm going from coaching to comedy.
Yes. And it's very interesting because the first thing she said was, I gotta get these bitches to pay more. I'm like,
I love it.
I'm thinking that.
That's the first thing you do in coaching.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm charging too little for my
services.
I'm
charging too little. The first thing your coach is telling you, well, you just got to ask for more money.
Well, I had a client this week that I gave a reading to.
Right.
And she sent me an email, and then I sent her an email back, and then she had questions.
Yeah.
And then by the time we were sort of done, which we're still not done,
right?
I think I'd put in about three and a half hours.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, that bitch didn't pay enough.
Yeah, exactly. I'm caring way too much for this. But, you know, it's interesting because the first thing Lisa Lapinelli's talked about, she said, I tell my clients, like, hey, you can figure out what's wrong with you in like 5 or 6 sessions with me, or I can tell you in 1 or 2.
Yeah.
I'm like, girlfriend, that's not really coaching.
You know, that's and more psychotherapy. Not psychotherapy. Not even psychotherapy.
No. And I'm like, oh.
I think there's a lot of people out there that have no problem telling you what's wrong with you.
And then I thought to myself.
I just tell them the truth.
Wouldn't you love, though, to go, okay, so, oh, yeah, I'm being coached. Who are you being coached by? Lisa Lapinelli.
Oh, it's hysterical.
I go, really? Because yes. That's awesome, you know.
Now, if you had to pick a comedian to be coached by,
yeah,
who would you pick? If you could pick anyone in the world, I'll tell you who I would pick, too.
I mean, I would have to pick Adam Carolla only because I know him so well.
Yeah.
Through his podcasting. Yeah. And he's got my temperament in some sense.
Do you think he'd be kind to you?
No, I think
when he goes, Julie, what did you say you were going to do last week?
And did you do it?
And did you do it? And yeah. Why didn't you then?
And why didn't you do it?
And this is 2 weeks in a row now, Julie.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to fire you, Adam.
I already have one mother. Do I need another mother? I already have one Italian mother. I don't need 2 Italian mothers. Like, yeah. Well, you know.
Adam is your mother from another brother? I don't know.
Another gene pool, most likely.
So you choose Adam Carolla for your... He'd be like so impatient.
He would be.
Yeah.
I think I might need
that. I'd be
that.
Like, oh my God.
Or who's the guy... I don't know his name, but he was played in a movie, and he went to space. He was an astronaut. He's a comedian. And he
Will Ferrell?
No. Oh. Not that popular.
Yeah.
He didn't talk, you know, talks like, you know, kind of like, oh, monotone like this. Yeah. Not Emo Phillips.
No.
But kind of like.
Kind of like it, Emo. I know who you're going for.
I love that movie when he goes into space, when he had a monkey, and he wakes up too early, and he has to eat all the food. And the other astronauts wake up and he's like, "You ate all our food."
I don't know. How about Borat?
Oh my god!
I'm thinking Louis Anderson for me.
Ah,
he go because he's so wounded.
Yeah,
you know he go, Chris, did you do what you were going to do this week? Louis, not really.
Yeah.
I kind of got involved in like
binged.
I kind of binged Riverdale, and then once I was in there, I had to see all 22 episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, Christine, I know.
I get it. I understand.
I know.
Oh, Christine, I know. I go. You know, I
trust me. I understand.
And the journey is better than arriving at your goal. If you can do your journey in joy, however long it takes.
And he goes, you know, who knows, Christine? Maybe that thing that you wanted to do. It's not really for you at all.
Right.
I mean, maybe someplace from God or grace, something awesome is going to just come and give you a little role in a little series.
Yeah.
And then you won't have to worry about providing for your family.
That's right. Exactly. Providing for
I'm you. Thinking of the what he got to do. He got a movie role.
I think Louis Anderson plays
a woman.
Yeah. I think you should be pissed at him because that role could have been yours.
Oh, my God. It should have been mine.
It should have been yours.
Yeah.
He took your role.
Oh, Louis.
I know.
How dare you?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, we could do Marc Maron. I could do Marc Maron, and Marc Maron would do the Jamaican nurse. As he'd be coaching me as a Jamaican. And I go, Marc, you know that list I gave you that I wanted to accomplish? I didn't do any of it.
No.
Oh, Marc, what are you going to say to me? How are you going to coach me?
Yeah. Oh, oh God. Oh no. It's okay. It's okay, my child. It's okay. Sometimes things just happen.
Yeah.
And, it's okay. And sometimes things just don't work out.
Thank you.
And it's okay to go to the light. It's okay. Just to let go.
Does that mean I'm kind of going to go to the light if I don't
know,
do this
it's
list?
Like the light just turned green. Just go for
just
it.
Go to the green light.
Go to the green light. Or move on.
Yeah.
Not all dreams are meant to be actualized. Yeah. It's okay, sweetheart.
But
it's
here's the thing, though. If you do have Adam Carolla as your coach, as your life coach. I mean, he's going to be tough on you, Julie.
I would feel...
And also, he's not going to help you any.
No.
I mean, you need a coach that's going to say, you know what? I really like her.
Yeah.
And I think I got some connections
that
I might let her... See, Adam's going to go, you know what? I did this on my own.
Yeah.
And it, I
you got
to
do lots of for free first, and it'll eventually work out.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay, great.
I'm not even going to give you a booty bag.
Maybe I'm going to stop the idea of having a comedian for a coach. You know, I was listening to a little bit of David Nagel. You know, he was crabby. The episodes I was listening to, he was crabby. And he was...
He's like, time for my podcast. Damn it, I got nothing for these people.
I know, everybody's just ticking me off. All my clients are ticking me off. They're all dealing in magical thinking. Yeah. You know? I go, we know that.
Yeah.
And he goes...
Well, that's what most of our... That's why we have our clients.
Yeah. They want to believe that everything is energy.
No, they believed in magical thinking.
Yeah.
And then they've just been disappointed, and now they've got to actually be coached.
Yes.
Or therapeutized.
Exactly. Now it's like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Hello,
people.
Hello, hold on, people.
That was our doggy,
Elliot.
But
from SVU.
You know, it's interesting, the idea of magical thinking, because we've been listening to Gaia this week, watching a little bit, because one of our goals was to not watch any TV but Gaia.
Right.
You channeled it, and you're like, we should get up TV for the week.
Right.
But you can watch Gaia.
That's right. We can watch Gaia.
And so we're watching
no
Hitting
News.
Me. Yeah, no news.
Yeah.
And then of course, Mueller had to have a press conference. And like, screw you, Mueller. Ferris Bueller. No. That's what it sounds like.
Only because we couldn't watch it.
Yes. And so anyway, and it talked about everything's energy, you know, in the sense of we're all, you know, the Big Bang, how everything started from the size of a pea.
Right.
Literally, the size of the
pea,
compressed energy, and then the Big Bang happened, and we have evidence that everything's connected. You know,
that we are all connected,
and that and the reason, and then you know that once you set your intention, the universe goes and shows you stuff that you can achieve your intention in some sense, but it always requires a ton of work.
Well, also the universe is a mirror.
It's a mirror.
Yeah.
Exactly. Also, your brain with the RI, the reticula, whatever, filters out. We are bombarded with, I don't know, a million different pieces of information.
At least. And every second.
Yeah. I mean,
and
just
luckily
think about
we
it.
Have this nice RI thing that filters out and gives us kind of the mirror of what we're thinking about.
It's like this. Right now, I want you to pick. Do you hear a background noise?
I do.
Yeah. It could be the lawnmower.
Yes.
Our neighbors.
Yes.
The fan.
Yes.
What do you guys hear right now in the background? What do you guys hear? Right. You didn't hear it before, did you? No, because you weren't paying attention to it. Your brain wanted to hear us.
Yeah, it's filtering out that noise.
But once you have the intention of background noise, like, oh, yeah, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
It might have even been your heartbeat, right? Mm-hmm. If you're having headphones on, oh, yeah, I hear my heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's weird. Didn't hear it before. It was always beating. It's sort of like when you have that you buy a red car, and now all you see are red cars.
Right.
That's kind of how it works.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely energy, but... And then if you want a red car, you're going to have to get financing or pay cash for it. Or look for it. Go to the DMV and get a yada, yada, yada for it.
Like,
you know?
I did last year. I wanted, I didn't want red. I wanted Venetian red.
Yes.
And it took me all year to find all the
pieces together.
The pieces together, yeah.
And you had set your attention, and how dare the universe not show it to you in one day?
No, it took like 6 months.
I know. Mm-hmm. And it was a fun 6 months, I think.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was good enough.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun. Yeah. But it was interesting.
Well, another thing, too, about Gaia, though, just to add to that, what I thought was interesting is that they found that through the CERN conductor, that some of these pieces that came out of the little pea, right?
Yeah.
Vibrate slow and some vibrate fast. They don't understand why.
They don't understand why yet.
But I think my feeling is that because these pieces vibrate at different frequencies, that's how some people align with certain vibrations.
Yeah. I agree.
And then others align with other vibrations, and obviously a mixture of both. You know?
And sometimes, I'm sure you would look at me and go, Julie, sometimes you just vibrate real slow. And, you know, so let's not bite off more than you can handle. Because you're just vibrating slow today.
Just a slow vibrator.
I'm a slow vibrator. that's what I want.
Yeah.
In my stocking, a slow vibrator.
I went jackhammer.
Yeah. The other day I saw I saw a Mercedes pass by, a new Mercedes pass by. It was like an SUV, like some Mercedes. And it said, Illini fan, you know. Mm. And so I'm like, okay, you graduated from the state of Illinois, you know.
Mm-hmm. Penitentiary.
Yeah, good job. And you're a fan of all their sporting, and, you know, the football team. I get ya, no problem. And I thought to myself, you know, I graduated from NIU, Northern Illinois University.
Go Huskies.
Go Huskies. Yeah. Yeah. But honestly, I'm not a fan. Could care less. Right. I mean, I never think about it.
No.
And then I thought, well, you know, I got my master's degree from Western Governor University, WGU.
Go Owls.
Go Owls. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. And then I thought, oh, my gosh. Here it is. Like, every Sunday night, like, WGU should go against, like, you know, Phoenix University Online. And then, you know, Grand Canyon, yes, University Online.
Yes.
SNHU? Yes.
SNHU.
And I'm like, what could it be?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, I don't think it'd be like our football teams.
Oh, that'd be great.
But maybe it'd be like, oh, like online stuff. Yeah. Like, I don't know, like, yeah, Pogo Online.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe it would be like Scrabble. Like Word, and we all are like watching. Go WGU. I'm like, oh my God, she's got a 7-letter year of Word. She's got a 7-letter word. Does she see it? Does she see it? Does she see it? Oh, she laid down all her tiles. Yay, WGU. Woohoo.
I love it. The battle of the online universities.
Yes.
They go, they play in a stadium. Nobody shows up. What? We're on our computers. What the fuck?
Yeah. What if it was like escape room, all online?
Yeah.
You know, our WGU team versus, you know, West, you know, Phoenix. What's the whole name of Phoenix?
I think it's just Phoenix.
Phoenix University.
Yeah.
Grand Canyon. You know, except that Grand Canyon would throw in the thing, well, we're not just online, we're also Christian.
Yeah.
So we're going to, we've got God on our side. I'm like, you know what?
Mine was set up by, and on the cross.
Yes. My university was set up by Western governors. Wink, wink. Get it? Western Governor University.
Yeah.
And guess which one of those governors? A Mormon governor from Utah.
Yay.
So I got the Mormons on my side.
That's right. Mr. Romney.
Yes. Exactly. Thank you, Mr. Romney. So I got the Mormons.
Oh, we got Jesus versus Mitt Romney.
We got Jesus versus a version of Jesus.
Yeah. A version of Jesus versus Mitt Romney. Yeah. Formidable.
Yeah. And then if Phoenix, they may have a version to Jesus.
Just a version.
Just a version. Yeah.
No, a virgin.
That's exactly right. I'm sure there's several there, even at this stage of the game. I'm sure there's just several virgins. Yeah.
Okay, all the online virgins get together. I think they open up their own university.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. What would their mascot be?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I think it might be a fruit.
Oh, okay. Cherry?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'm like, cherry? I'm like, oh, good.
That's pretty quick,
cherry.
Girl.
Good job.
Pretty quick, girl.
Okay, good. I like it. You know, I was listening to a podcast, and Howie Mandel was on it talking about.
Oh, he could be my coach.
Yeah, he could be.
I would take Howie. What would he say to Christine?
He had to put a glove over his head.
What? I'm blowing up this glove. Hold on a second.
He pulls his 80s routine out. Because I don't think he's ever said what for 30 years.
I don't think he, but I think that's, yeah. But he's been working that for 30 years. Yeah. Like, what?
It works. But he was talking about how his son, he's very Jewish, and his son had a brisk years ago.
Thank God.
Yeah. When they're 7 days old, I guess they had one.
Yeah.
And this girl goes, "What? Tell me more about that." And you know, tell them what happens and all that stuff. I'm like, but don't most kid boys are circumcised at like birth, right?
Yes.
Isn't that very similar? I mean, it's the same thing, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, I do, you know, she was like, oh my gosh, it's crazy, right?
Yeah,
I'm like,
please,
you're in the United States of America. I think 90% of the men are.
Yes.
Cut or snipped.
Yes.
So.
Yes. I think that you're making me want to buy a brisket.
There you go. I love it. But he was, I guess, part of the tradition. Because one thing we've been turning into, you channeled this the last week that we're supposed to be in the Jordan River.
Right.
And I go, oh my gosh, Mom, is that me? We're supposed to be bathed in Jordan Peterson information? And you're like, yes.
Yes.
But we'll do that.
I think that's what he's trying to tell us.
Yes. Sure. Your stories are just your stories.
Yes,
mom,
right.
Create ones that are powerful for you. And so we're really into stories.
Yes.
And traditions, right?
Yes.
And so Howie Mandel was talking about how after the brisk, and after the guy, whoever does it, I can't remember the guy's name.
Dr. Foreskin.
Yes, gives you the foreskin. And you're supposed to bury it in your backyard, in your garden, to represent growth and fertility and so forth.
Right.
Except that he did it, and they're having a big party at the same time. Mm-hmm. And the baby's back in the room crying, like, what did you do to me? I'm scarred forever. This is horrible.
He's looking out at the yard.
Yeah.
Piece of me's there.
Yeah. Except that his dog immediately went out there, dug up the foreskin, and as a reward, put it in somebody's shoe. Like, hey, look what I brought you.
like the bower birds.
Yes. And I thought to myself, you know, if I'm not mistaken, like during Mardi Gras, you get a Mardi Gras cake or bread, and in there is baby Jesus, right?
Yes.
Somewhere, or not baby Jesus, maybe Jesus.
I think maybe Joseph even.
Oh, maybe somebody.
Saint Joseph.
Is in the cake.
Right.
And if you get...
You bake the cake.
And if you're lucky enough to get the baby Jesus.
Yeah,
you win.
You win the Mardi Gras.
You win the Mardi Gras.
You don't have to participate in Lent.
That's right. Yes! You immediately fast forward 40 days.
Yes.
Like, hey, it's over with. Hallelujah! No sacrifice needed for me.
He is risen.
I'll tell you what, though. There's a way to get around that. I would bake my own personal cake.
Yeah. I'd put a bunch of baby Jesus in there.
I'm going to find that Jesus if it kills me. I am not participating in Lent this year. Screw that.
I thought you were going to say something like, well, you know, in Mardi Gras, how they throw beads.
Yes.
And that, you know,
they show them
your
boobies.
If you get a bead, you got to show them your boobies.
Yeah.
Or your foreskin.
Okay. And luckily that is, you know, most men, since they don't have it, they make them out of beads.
Yeah. They should really, you know, that should be a business, the foreskin business somehow. Mm.
Or maybe, you know what, at that moment,
though. It probably is.
Yeah. But I also think that, so when I went to D.C. with your mom years and years and years ago, there was a protester there, and he was a gentleman, you know, mid-20s, and he was exceptionally upset that someone made the decision for him to get rid of his foreskin.
Mm-hmm.
And he
could that someone have been
his mother?
His mother?
Yes, I'm guessing. I'm assuming.
How many men are actually mad at their moms for that?
Well, I'm thinking.
I'd like to know because, you know, we got, I had to think about it, and I was like, I didn't know. I think that's kind of cruel. That kind of hurts. And the doctor goes, oh, no, you must. And that doctor was male.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So bullshit. I call bullshit
I call
that.
BS.
Yeah.
The moms are like, no, I don't. It looks fine the way it is. Let it be.
Yeah.
You know,
we would have said that.
Yeah. And then the doctor's like, no.
No.
And I'll tell you what, Dr. Wright.
Cleanliness.
Cleanliness. It's an extra couple hundred bucks in his pocket.
Yeah.
And once the boy grows old enough to know what's going on, he's like, you're out of your mind. If I think you're going to let you have a scalpel in my pee-pee.
Yeah, exactly. Except so, that when he has a son.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of, remember when you went to the dermatologist and you were just on a fact-seeking mission.
Right.
You had a little bit of a growth on your leg. It was like just sun damage.
Right.
You know, and you're like, you told me, I just want to, you know, I want to learn about Botox. And I want to learn about, you know, what to do about this thing.
Skin cancer.
Yeah. And so you were pretty open with her. I'm going just here to find some information. And then she proceeds to take out the scalpel as she's talking to you.
Yeah.
And put on a mask.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, what's going on right now?
Yeah.
Oh, we're just going to take this off. And I go, no, I'm just here to find out about it. Oh, come on. You're here. You're here. I'm here. We're all here. Why wait?
You got insurance.
You got Medicare. Look, come on, let's just take care of it now. Why wait? Let's get ahead of this.
It's okay.
It's okay. I go, my nurse here, she's going to take care of you.
She's going to numb you up real good.
And that was the most painful thing. I still have the nail claws in my hand from you holding it. It's like fire being put into my skin.
When they say sting, that's a lie. But you know, because everything like for shots, I go, oh, it'll pinch a little bit. That's not as, don't worry, that's an okay one. But when they say it'll sting, you're like, that's going to hurt.
Well, I don't understand, though. I wonder, literally, she had it off in
A second. Yeah.
She's had this big, long razor.
Yeah.
Zoop.
Yep.
She did some more scraping, which right. probably would have hurt if they didn't...
numb it.
And then she also cauterized it with a heat gun.
Oops. So I guess she goes, you won't feel the cauterization, but you will smell it.
You'll smell it.
Like, you will smell your flesh
so
burning.
I guess in the long run, it was worth taking the shots than smelling... Oh, yeah. The burning skin.
Yes.
Okay, get it. But you didn't start smelling.
She goes, it'll be healed in 2 weeks. I'm like, liar.
Exactly.
I'm still wearing Band-Aids on it.
Yeah, exactly.
But what were you going to say about it? Was it about the Botox? Is that what you were going to say?
No, it's just this idea that the doctor had the boy
there. Yeah, right.
Like, let's just get this done.
Right.
The mom just went through labor. She's stunned.
Right.
Resistance down.
Right.
You know, let's get it done right now. Take us 2 seconds.
He won't feel a thing. Excuse me.
He won't remember a thing. Except for that man who's protesting. You know, and I think to myself now, you're right, Mom. I mean, he had some other mother issues, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Some other mother issues
where he's deeply disappointed in his mother.
Exactly. Deeply disappointed.
Like, you know what, though? Here's the thing. Is anybody not disappointed in their mother at some point?
Oh, come on. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, okay, excuse me, Mom. did I say that too strongly? Oh, for sure.
Even Adam Carolla.
I was with Doug, and I remember talking. We were just talking in a private moment, so I'll share it with you. And I said, you know, I think life is just really... been, you know, trying to soften our deep disappointments. And he goes, are you disappointed with me? I go, of course I am. I'm sure you're disappointed with me as well. I go, not continuously, but, you know, here we are in a long-term relationship, and there are moments I'm disappointed with you, and I'm sure you're disappointed with me, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's not the majority. It's just a slight. So here I am, Mom. You and I have a great relationship. We have fun together.
Yes.
And because we have a real relationship,
right.
there are moments that I might be disappointed with you. Now, I don't share them with you. I don't. But damn well, you share your disappointments with me. You let me know.
But that's how it should be.
Right.
It rolls downhill.
I remember.
You don't go up.
No, it can't. It doesn't
go up.
You
gotta go down.
I remember.
That's why you gotta adopt a foster kid.
Exactly.
I told another foster kid. Embarrassing.
I was showing my disappointment in Daddy. And I just said,
wait, are you going to do that? Are you going to tell what just happened this morning?
Oh, my gosh.
That was so funny. Wait, what else were you going to say, though?
I was just ragging on him. And I just said, I'm so sorry, Dad. I go, I had just been ragged on by Mom for about a half hour, and it's going downhill. And it goes, and then he always goes, does that mean I'm like the last in the chain? I go, yeah, sometimes. I go, Dad, let's just not fool ourselves. You and I switch places on the realm, on the ladder.
Oh, no.
Mom's always the top.
Top of the food chain.
And sometimes it rolls to me first, then to you. Otherwise, it rolls to you first, then to me.
Can I just say something, though? It just tickles me and warms my heart when you rag on Dad.
Okay, good.
I just love it so much. I just think I'd go, I have passed the torch.
Now I can put the fire to his feet.
But he listens to you.
Well, we've had this discussion. I said, yeah, because we have a little more deeper relationship. You know, I mean, in some ways, it's just not just not a holiday relationship.
No.
So it's
you can hold your tongue during Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, there's no need to because we all like each other and we love each other. There's no room to. There's no room to.
Like you said, everything is transparent
and open and all that stuff.
Right. I remember like yesterday, I love coming home. She goes, well, could you call me like 5 minutes before you're coming home? Oh, sure. Why? Because I'm not wearing pants right now.
Yeah.
I'll put pants on for you.
I had the house to myself. And the first thing I want to do is take my pants off.
Of course.
Come on. What's wrong with that?
Of course.
Of course I want to have
my... Of course.
I mean, I could have lied.
No. We understand.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to come to the house and the first thing they do is...
I had the house completely to myself.
Take your pants off.
Yeah. And I could stay upstairs in my bedroom, which I did. But if I wanted to come down and make me something, I was pantless.
That's right.
I had a long shirt on just because I had the window.
Okay.
But, you know, still... Yeah. You know. Yeah. Still.
I think this is. We should tell the story about what happened this morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Should I tell it or should you? Because it's so funny. Who will do the better job?
I will. I'll tell it.
Okay. Okay.
You'll add your sense. Two cents to it.
Okay.
Okay. Because that's how it should be. I'll do the heavy lifting.
So we're really. I mean, can I? I'll set. Julia comes home from work. She's been gone all night long, and we're still in bed. And so Dad and I are in the bed, and Jill puts up a chair right in front of the bed, and we're all just having coffee.
Yes,
and we're just kind of listening to Julie's what happened to her last night.
Right,
and Dad kind of goes on a tirade, or not a tirade, but what would you call it? A soliloquy.
And he goes, and then he starts naming off edicts for the family.
Yes, edicts, which he does, and we always tune him out, but
right.
He does this fairly often, but right. I call it Norm soliloquies.
Yeah.
So I'm drinking a cup of coffee that he just. Am I telling the story now?
Yes, you are. What? Go for it. You're doing good.
But so at this moment that he's going off into his soliloquies about like edicts, I'm drinking a cup of coffee.
And then one is this. You know, Julie, we have got to have a plan to pay off our semi in a year. I'm like, okay, all right, because we got to get a new one, and they're running about $150,000. Like, oh, well, let me pull that out of my ass.
Let's just manifest
and,
that.
And I just thought, okay, I'll let this just.
When Norm does that, we just let him talk. Like, but at this moment in time, I am drinking a cup of coffee, and I forget that he had just poured me this cup of coffee.
Yeah,
and I drink it. And it burns my mouth because I have forgotten that I'm drinking like boiling hot coffee.
Right.
And so Julie's looking at me and I'm making this face because I'm drinking. I just
sipped at the exact same time Normano's talking about this, how we must pay off the semi this year.
Yeah.
You have the sourest, angriest look on your face.
Yeah.
And then, which in my world means, Norm, shut the F up. I can't take this anymore.
Yeah, but I'm being kind.
Like, and then I give you like a half wink. I'm like, yeah. Oh, Dad, no worries. We'll take care of it. Mom.
And Julie's winking at me. And I realize that she thinks I'm making a face at her. Like, oh, this is ridiculous.
Because what happens is I'm sure you guys know this.
On the one side, you're looking at Norm's face. Dad's side's perfectly fine.
Yeah, look at this side. Look at my this right side, Dad.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
On this side. I'm looking at Mom like,
oh, my God, don't worry, Mom. We got this covered.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Oh, we got to take care of it. Dad's just throwing out weird stuff. Like, we could just pull this out of
pass.
Our butt.
This will pass, Mom.
We'll figure this out. Which was so funny.
Oh, my God. I peed my pants. It was so funny, Julie.
What's funny is that I literally spend a lot of my time
I know.
Softening the energy between you two. Yeah, Dad. Oh, yeah. No worries.
It was a perfect example. If you're looking at me, and I'm like, why is she giving me that face? And I realize that I got this boiling hot coffee in my mouth, and I'm like going, oh my God. That couldn't have been like a more perfect example of our family.
No. Except for the example. Did we share this example about how we met an old friend of ours at that we used to work with at Schneider's?
Yeah.
Did we see that story right?
No.
And none of us can remember his name.
Right.
But we had worked with him for years.
Yeah.
Nice guy. We're talking.
All love him.
Love him. We knew all the stories he had. Yeah. But we couldn't remember his name. So we're having to be all in the car, and I'm holding a case of beer.
I just don't know.
And so Mom goes
just
like,
holding a case of beer.
I'm holding a case of beer.
That's right.
I'm not a drinker. I'm holding a case of beer. I'm like,
he comes over to the car.
He's like, Julie,
got enough beer?
Got enough beer for the weekend?
Joe goes, that's just for tonight.
Yeah, as Norm said. I said, well, and actually, I just got yelled at by my dad because I chose to buy the warm beer and not the beer from the cooler. He goes, yeah, I might want one an hour from now. And now I'll have to wait till it's cold. Yada, yada. Whatever the beer drinkers tell themselves. But it was weird. So we're all in the car and we're trying to remember his name.
Yeah, after we leave.
After he leaves.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, let's go down the alphabet. And you're like, okay. And you're just talking to Dad and me. And you're like, hey, okay, Adam, Alan. I go, no. I don't know anymore. A's. Okay, B. Brian.
Brad,
Bob, I said
Bob,
Bill,
Bill. Like, and I go, no. And you're like, see. Carl. Oh my God. I'm like, okay.
You know what? Here's the thing, Julie. When I got to K, I said,
I don't know any K.
I said, anybody know any K? Okay. And you got so mad at me.
I go, Kyle. And then I went in my brain.
I go, you went, enough of this crap.
I go, she's going to Google LMNOP QR. Roger. It's Roger.
But you didn't give me a chance to go to the alphabet.
Yes.
You made me stop at K.
I made you stop at K. It started to get really painful. Because you weren't just doing it quickly. You were also narrating your actions.
Yes.
You were saying, like, I'm not sure I know any male names with K. Norm, what do you think? Do you know any K names? I said, Kyle? Kevin? Like, oh yeah, no, I don't think that's his name. I go, no.
Julie's holding a piece of beer.
And he's like, Jay, do I know any boy names with Jay? Norm? Hi, is his name Jay? Do I know Jay? John? Jim? Mom, Julian? There's a ton of Jay. I go, no.
And it was so funny because I could tell that in your mind, you're like, this is going to be a painful extraction. And you were going fast. In your mind, you're like, okay.
Roger. That's it.
Thank God. She screams it out like, now you can stop, people. Stop the madness.
Exactly. We can stop. It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. It was great. And that tells a little more of our family as well.
It does.
It really does. Well, I was thinking, I mentioned this before, I don't have kids of my own. But I do have a Honduras kid, a child in Honduras, named
Dominguez.
No.
Gomez.
No, because of D. Gomez. No, because of D.
Dominguez.
No.
No. Diaz.
No.
Diego.
Diego.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank
Diego.
You. We're going to bring him here, by the way, people.
That's right.
We're going to have a foster kid. He might be like 21 now.
I do have stepchildren, faux stepkids, and faux step grandkids. I count, that's what I call. But Dr. Laura used to say, you have two times in your life to have a good mother-daughter relationship. And I said, but you know, the truth is, though, I don't care how it is, like, we have a good mother-daughter relationship. But you can get away with a lot of stuff that I can't get away with in our relationship. And I guess I do, too. But it's different.
Yeah.
Like, you can never pull out the child card.
No. Whatever. What do you mean?
Like, at some point,
yeah.
I am the product of you.
Right. At some point, I can't say, I never asked to be born, people.
Yes. You can't pull that card with me.
No.
But I certainly can pull that card with you. You know, but also, I can't pull the mother card with you.
Right.
That ain't gonna fly.
Yeah. I try not to pull it too often because I always think of our relationship. But I think it'd be funny though if you did say, I didn't ask to be born, mother. I go, yeah, you're almost right about that.
No. Yes, exactly. However, from day one, you programmed me to believe that at a soul level, you pick your parents.
Right.
Oh, Julie, you know, honey, isn't it great to know that God gave you the ability to pick your parents and you picked me and your father? Isn't that wonderful? I'm like, I did? Oh, that's great.
I guess that's great.
I go, I didn't know. You don't, in this, when you're alive on planet Earth, you don't consciously know this. You don't consciously remember choosing. But for some reason, your soul, your spirit picked me and your father.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
So, we feel like we won the lottery.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I had the affinity to that big house over there with the horse farm.
Yeah. I go, I think Mom dated that guy once. I go, why? I might have picked him out. I'd be an equestrian now instead of a truck driver. Yeah. I'd be still riding big rigs.
You'd still have horsepower underneath you.
Oh, that's it. That's a better joke.
That's a better joke. Joking,
yeah, that's it. I knew it was there.
Thank you.
I knew it was there.
Yeah.
So we only have about 6 minutes left of our show. I know. And I want you to take it down a notch.
Okay.
like this. Yeah, exactly. And first of all, I just want to say our podcast is brought to you by ProfitAndJoy.com. And you can go there. And we've been
updating our site, working with this guy for the last 3 weeks.
Yes.
Painfully extracting.
Sam.
Yes. Doing a good job. But it's just, yes. It's amazing how everything is always, everything's a thing. Mm-hmm. It always is a thing. Mm-hmm. And yada, yada.
At least for us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is for everybody.
Yeah. When we found out that he had no foreskin, we knew he was for us.
That's right. Yeah. He's one of the tribe, I guess.
Yes, I guess so.
Okay. So here we are, 5 minutes left, and we want to bring it down a notch because we want to share what happened to us.
Okay.
You wanted to. You want to talk about the FLOODs.
FLOOD.
Yes.
Yes. Well, everybody knows that the Midwest has been under a lot of rain and floods and stuff.
Yeah, everywhere, really.
Everywhere.
But, yeah.
And we have to say that our lodge cottage cabin at Jellystone, well, we got evacuated.
Yes.
And the Illinois Emergency Management Team evacuated Jellystone. Yes. And, well, you know, we lost some stuff.
Right. Well, what was interesting is that we were actually saved. It could have been a lot worse.
Yes.
What we did get was an email from Yogi. That's how it started.
Yeah.
Yogi Bear sent an email out saying, Mother Nature, you know, is playing its tricks on us. And there's been an emergency evacuation from your Jellystone. And you won't be able to get in there until Monday.
Maybe Monday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
this
then we're like
Thursday.
Like, well, screw that. We're going now.
Yeah.
So we drove out there.
Yeah.
And
we couldn't even get in. It was like literally underwater.
Underwater. And the worst part, once you see the devastation, you're like,
And what happened was a levee broke.
Right. A levee broke.
And we were just singing that song. It was really weird.
What song was that?
Drove my Chevy to the levee.
That's right.
The levee.
We literally were just singing this song.
We were literally just singing that song. You know, what kind of crazy alignment is that?
I don't know. I mean, did art imitate life or did life imitate art?
And who is he?
I don't know.
And why did he do this to us?
Exactly. Exactly.
So we went there and we could not even get in.
No.
And but we were looking and all the land was just
our lodge cottage cabin was surrounded by water.
Yeah.
And carp.
And with that was of all the things that were tragic.
Yes.
Because, you know, you lose things, right?
Right.
But the tragic thing was there were these huge carps.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
And they were like 2 feet long and like weighed like 30 pounds.
They're big fish.
They're big fish. And they're just dying.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
And as the water recedes, they're, you know, they have less and less water and they can't figure out a way to get out. They're just crazy. Yeah, they're just crazy.
And it was painful to watch.
Yeah. And so gratefully, when you guys went back there the next day.
Yes.
Someone, we don't know who.
We don't know who.
Took care of all the carp.
All the magically. And but I was thankful for that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what happened to them.
That was
but
the
I'm
worst.
I'm hoping that they got collected and got put back into the river.
Yeah, I'm hoping too. Yeah. I don't know, but they're not indigenous.
Yeah.
And honestly, there are places that they have it like carp rendering, like,
well,
hey,
yeah, like
get
well,
the carp
we have
out of the
a,
river.
We have a sign as we walk in, as you drive into Lost Nation.
Yeah.
That says this is Carp Illumination Weekend or something, whatever that means.
Exactly. It's like my carpal tunnel situation.
Yeah, we just don't know.
Yeah, and so it's very.
But people that fish know.
So we definitely, you know, and it's interesting because we had to call our insurance company.
Yeah.
And it's we don't know how it's all going to look in the morning.
No.
But luckily the golf cart's insured.
Yes, luckily our golf cart is insured.
And then
luckily
also
our Central Air is insured.
Yes, and then
luckily our little lodge cottage cabin is insured.
And it was so funny cuz I was kind of ashamed about it. I Snapchatted Melissa cuz that's how we communicate. Mm-hmm. And I just said, "Oh, you know, I had a picture in my phone. I go, oh, our cabin went underwater. This is, I think, last night or 2 nights ago when I was driving.
Uh-huh.
And because she Snapchatted me. She's like, how you doing? I told her. Uh-huh. And then, and it was weird.
How did you get shamed?
Well, because I said, oh, we're just really, it's a total loss. We're just so devastated.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, it's honey. And in Snapchat words, you know, she texted me. She goes, honey, it's not a total loss. I'm like, and then I didn't talk to her until the next time, a couple hours later, because I was driving, because mm-hmm. I couldn't text her and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And I said, oh, I just saw this text back, the Snapchat back to me. I go, I'm feeling much better. I go, when I first told you, mm-hmm. or when you asked me how I was doing, I go, I was just kind of sad. Mm-hmm. I go, now everything's in more perspective, and I don't feel
right.
like it's a total loss. I'm like, gosh dang. We have to.
Yeah.
Can you please just let me work shit out?
Yeah, you got to be precise.
Yeah, and
this
honestly.
This is the craziness of social media, though.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's got to, like, get you on the thing that you just, and then, you know, it's crazy.
And I know that no one can help anybody anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
where is compassion at?
And you can't, because you're like, oh, what can I do for you? You can't do anything except hear me. I just, at this moment, I want to allow to be angry and upset
right.
and disappointed, because also this is going to take time away from me.
Yeah.
This is going to cost me hours upon hours. Okay? And that's pisses me off a little bit. It was not in my scheduler.
Well, you're right about that, because we already spent possibly just 3 hours alone just contacting Hartford.
Exactly. Yeah. But not only that, you had already spent time and money getting the place ready to go.
I know.
You know.
And that's so sweet, right?
But yeah. I go, but I get it. I think I told you the first day, I go, listen, I know it could be worse. And you said, if you effing tell me we'd be living in Syria, I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh, as of that, it's the only thing I hate, Julie. Whenever I'm complaining about something, when you say, Mom, we could be living in Syria.
But I say it sarcastically.
No, you don't.
It's a humble sarcastic.
Okay.
Sarcasm. It's like, yeah, because at the moment you just feel, because we're also going through transition with our work.
Yes.
And so we're really up in the air with everything.
Yes.
And money's going out, and you don't know if money's the right amount of money's coming in.
Right.
You know God's your source.
Right.
But it doesn't change the fact that this is happening right now.
Right.
You got shit that needs to be dealt with.
And so at some point we feel as bad as we feel.
Yeah.
And then we work our way out of that.
Exactly.
That's exactly the truth.
Yeah. And then I felt better. And now it's in perspective. And now we can be light about it, knowing that, you know.
Honey, it's not a total loss.
Yeah. I know it's not a total loss. I know things could be worse. At this moment, this is my life, and I'm just thinking about it.
At this moment, you're not living in Syria.
Yeah, and at this moment,
and Diego is not here.
I'm
waiting for Diego to come.
Yes.
I've got the roommate. We should send him a picture of our room.
I go, here's your room when you
come
here.
Here's your room, Diego. Either that or my Aunt Roseanne.
Our Aunt Roseanne.
Yeah.
Exactly. Huh? So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
Oh, my gosh. It went so fast. It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great.